Please welcome to the show, Miss Cissy Houston.
All right. Wow.
Good morning.
Miss Houston.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing this morning, darling?
I'm hanging on, see.
I can tell, though. You're looking good. I've seen you a couple of times now. Yeah, you're doing good. Thank you so much. This book is called Remembering Whitney, My Story of Love, Loss, and the Night the Music Stopped. Tell us about the book. What made you want to come out with it and write it?
Well, you know, so many people come out with lies and things that it was really not her. And I decided that I wanted to write the real her and let people get to know her better because she was really a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm. Has it been disheartening for you at times, though?
Sometimes, yes, Steve, it has. It really has been kind of disheartening. And, you know, but I got a lot of faith, and I pick myself up and go head on. It's like get up and wash your face and keep on getting up.
Yeah. Hey, what was Whitney like as a little girl?
She was the sweetest, brightest little girl that I've ever, well, she was mine, but naturally I would say that, but she really was. She was friendly. She was just grew to be giving and, you know, all that kind of stuff. She was really a wonderful person.
Now, I know she comes from a line of singers, but when was it, though, Miss Houston, that you said, wow, I think this girl is something special. She can't just sing. This girl's something special.
Yeah, about 11, she sang her song, first song in church, about 11 years old. And unfortunately, I couldn't be there because I was on the road, too, you know. Mm-hmm. And her father was there. And she tore, they tell me that she tore it down. So, you know how it is in church.
Yeah. Yeah, that song went on for a little while.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. In the book, Remembering Whitney, you talk about some of the difficult moments that you and Whitney had. Were you always able to come back together as mother and daughter?
Oh, yeah, always. You know, you know how young people get mad at you for whatever reason when you try to tell them the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
She wasn't no different from nobody else. She didn't want to hear that. So, but being mother, you know, I'm the kind of mother that I ain't dealing with that either. You can't tell me what to do. I'm the boy.
You know what? That's really good to hear because people, you know, people got famous kids and been famous themselves. They try to put on another air of how they raise their kids. But it's just good to hear, you know.
You're not here.
I love that, Miss Sissy.
Hey, Miss Sissy, let me ask you this. How do you want Whitney to be remembered by people?
I want her to be the picture that she is. You know, she was a really wonderful giving. She was very, anybody, like when she did the national anthem, like all that money went to the soldiers' wives and things like that.
Wow.
And she went to Indiana and did a steel, when the steel workers was out, she went out and did a concert about that. She bought a wing in the hospital for border babies, but she didn't want that known.
Wow.
It wasn't anything. She believed in the Bible, you know. She said, what you do in secret shall be rewarded openly. So she was that kind of person, you know.
Wow.
And she gave to a whole lot of people, and you know, I think sometimes they use you know what I'm saying? But she didn't call it using. It was just the way she was.
You know what? I think, and I've said it on this show, we've all were huge fans of Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
She was simply the greatest female voice of our time. There was no one's voice clearer. Mm-hmm. I mean, she sounded like a bell was ringing when she sang.
And
that
I
girl,
thank you, because you've always pushed that, you know. I thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, I knew her personally. I would see her in New York. We would speak. We'd talk. Whenever we talked, she was always a sweetheart of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen her do a mean thing to anybody. I really haven't. I don't
She's
have
not,
any.
She wasn't a mean person at all.
You know.
She was very friendly. She was socially. And when she first came into the business, you know, they booed her on souls. They called her Whitey. They did some of everything to her. But that hurt her very much, you know. And unfortunately, she married the wrong person, and it didn't, you know. But I don't talk about people's children because I don't want nobody to talk about mine.
Right.
So it's just everybody knew that story, you know.
Right. But I think this book may clear up a lot of stuff for people so they can get to know the real Whitney.
I sure hope so.
I mean, you know, really, you know, instead of the internet, you know, the majority of people nowadays, sad to say, though, they get their information from internet.
Right.
And what's made the media worse is they want to be a part of that craze, so they've all created blogs. Even
absolutely.
CNN and Headline News has a blog, which now opens up the door. No more fact-checking in the news now.
Mm-mm.
You know?
That's the truth.
It's just printed. So I really want everybody to go out and get a copy of this book, folks. It's called Remembering Whitney, My Story of Love, Loss, and the Night That the Music Stopped. I think it's great reading. I got my copy right here. I'm going to read it. I'm going to talk about it in the weeks to come. And Miss Houston, I mean, God bless you. I mean,
thank you, and God bless you too, Steve. You're doing a marvelous job.
And thank you for giving the world a tremendous gift. Man, oh man, oh man.
Thank you,
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you all. God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Sissy Houston right there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.